Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Imagine a journey that spans over a century, from the shores of India to the vibrant islands of the Caribbean, a journey that has shaped the destiny of millions of people of Indian origin and continues to influence India's foreign policy to this day. The External Affairs Minister of India, Dr. S. Jaishankar, has just concluded a significant three-nation tour of the Caribbean, visiting Jamaica, Suriname, and Trinidad and Tobago. This visit is part of a broader engagement with the Latin America-Caribbean region, building on the earlier visit of Prime Minister Modi to Guyana in November 2024, where he addressed the second India-CARICOM summit. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the historical ties between India and the Caribbean, and the strategic importance of this region in the modern world. The Caribbean leg of the tour included the 9th India-Suriname Joint Commission meeting in Paramaribo, which produced a 6-point partnership roadmap. Suriname is a country with significant Indian connections. 27% of its population is of Indian origin, descendants of indentured laborers who were transported from India between 1873 and 1916. The language, culture, and traditions of these people have been preserved, with Hindi-derived Surnami being widely spoken. And here is something that surprises many students: the president of Suriname, Chan Santokhi, is himself of Indian origin. What makes this significant is that Suriname is strategically located on the Caribbean-South American interface and is a member of CARICOM, the Caribbean Community. It also has oil and gas potential, with offshore discoveries offering a long-term energy partnership opportunity. Now let us turn to the historical context. The visit of the External Affairs Minister to Nelson Island in Trinidad and Tobago, accompanied by Prime Minister Kamala Pearce-Bicesa, marked a significant moment in the history of the Indian diaspora. This island was the immigration depot where Indian indentured laborers first landed in 1845, aboard the ship Fatel Razak. The Girmitya system, as it came to be known, was a system of indentured labor that was exported by the British and Dutch colonial powers from 1834 to 1917 to replace freed African slaves on plantations. The destinations of these laborers included Mauritius, Fiji, Trinidad and Tobago, Guyana, Suriname, South Africa, Jamaica, and Reunion. The term Girmitya itself derives from the agreement signed by the laborers, which was mispronounced as Girmit. The Government of India officially abolished indentured labor exports in 1917 after sustained agitation by leaders including Mahatma Gandhi and Gopal Krishna Gokhale. But what does this mean for India's strategic position today? The descendants of the Girmityas, estimated to be over 15 million, form a vibrant overseas Indian community with cultural continuity preserved through languages, festivals, and traditions. Bhojpuri, Avdhi, and Hindi-derived Creoles survive, with Surnami in Suriname, Trinidadian Bhojpuri, and Fiji Hindi being examples. Festivals like Holi, Diwali, and Eid are celebrated as public holidays in many host states. The annual Pravasi Bharatiya Divas, observed since 2003 on 9th January, commemorates Gandhi's return from South Africa in 1915 and is a celebration of the Indian diaspora. During the Trinidad and Tobago leg of the tour, India formally handed over several deliverables, including Made in India laptops for school distribution, an agro-processing facility to boost local value-add in food processing, and a prosthetics center to expand assistive device access. These line up with India's development partnership model, which is demand-driven and human resource-focused assistance. Now, let us look at the multilateral frame. The India-CARICOM format has seen two summits so far, the first in 2019 in New York, and the second in 2024 in Guyana. The seven pillars of cooperation announced at the Guyana summit include capacity building, agriculture and food security, renewable energy, innovation and technology, cricket and culture, ocean economy, and medicine and healthcare. But why does the Caribbean matter for India? The answer lies in the diaspora ties, with over 1.5 million people of Indian origin living in CARICOM nations. The Caribbean also matters because of its voting bloc, with CARICOM nations voting together at the UN and OAS, influencing issues like UNSC reform, climate, and oceans. The region is also significant for its oil and critical minerals, with Guyana experiencing an oil bonanza since 2019, Suriname having offshore oil discoveries, and Jamaica having bauxite reserves. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The External Affairs Minister's Caribbean Tour took place from May 5 to 10, 2026, covering Jamaica, Suriname, and Trinidad and Tobago. The 9th India-Suriname Joint Commission meeting was held in Paramaribo, and a 6-point Suriname roadmap was agreed upon, covering people-to-people ties, development, defense, project delivery, trade and tourism, and digital and AI cooperation. The Girmitias were indentured Indian laborers who were exported from 1834 to 1917, with destinations including Mauritius, Fiji, Trinidad and Tobago, Guyana, Suriname, South Africa, Jamaica, and Reunion. The first landing of Girmitias in Trinidad and Tobago took place in 1845, aboard the Fatel Razak, while in Suriname, the landings took place between 1873 and 1916. The Indian government abolished indentured labor exports in 1917 after agitation by leaders like Gandhi and Gokhale. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, covering India-CARICOM relations, CARICOM structure, diaspora policy, and Latin America-Caribbean strategy. It is also relevant to GS Paper 1, Modern Indian History, covering the indentured labor system, Gandhi's South Africa years, and Indian diaspora and cultural retention. The mains angles include tracing the evolution of the Indian diaspora, discussing India's engagement with CARICOM, and analyzing the role of cultural diplomacy in India's economic engagement with the Caribbean. In conclusion, the Caribbean region is a significant part of India's foreign policy, with historical ties, strategic importance, and cultural continuity. As India continues to engage with the region, it is essential to remember the Girmitia roots and the CARICOM reach, and to analyze the implications for India's global position.